Welcome back, guys, to For Men Who Marry with Dr. Sue, the podcast for men who believe in marriage, want to marry, and most importantly, those who want to remain happily married. I am a marriage coach of over 15 years and will break down the mystery of women for you marrying men right here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other platforms. So guys, let's get you married. Welcome to part two of a high value man versus a man of value who marries. This is a three-part series. Last episode, we examined the definition of a high value man per a popular vlogger. Their definition is based on a man's six-figure income, and that said high-value man's value to other high-value men in his community. Because the value of a marrying man is determined by how he treats his wife, the status of his household, and his level of integrity, the previous definition has to be different because it doesn't demonstrate any accountability. A heterosexual man, and for all intents and purposes here, that's what I'm referring to. A heterosexual man does not marry his money or other high-value male peers in the community. Last week, we took a look at the first four things that begin to define a man of value who marries. The first thing we looked at was that a man of value knows himself very, very well and the type of woman he seeks. The second thing that a man of value is defined by is that he understands his deal breakers and what those deal breakers mean in a relationship. The third thing a man of value is defined by is that he is a provider and he's not afraid to be one. The fourth thing a man of value is defined by is his consistency and his integrity, especially within his marriage. All of those definitions you can refer back to last week's episode, part one, that will give you further information about those definitions. This week, we will move forward to the next five definitions of a man of value who marries. Number five, a man of value who marries is accomplished. He is learned and cultured. He is more than his possessions or any material things. He is a well-rounded man, well-read, and well-traveled. He doesn't need a wife to contribute to his financial success or the wealth of his family. With or without his wife's contribution financially, the family will be secure. Number six, a man of value who marries has intellect. He is a thought leader. He is the one who others consult with when they have problems and challenges. This extends into his business community and his home. He has knowledge and experience to be a problem solver and a really good one. Number six of what defines a man of value who marries is that he is committed and dedicated to his craft. Whether he is a business owner or a top executive, he is a hard worker. A man of value will only accept excellence from himself because nothing else matters. Number 8, a man of value who marries has a positive outlook on life. His attitude is very upbeat and forward-facing. He knows that his thoughts, words, and beliefs carry power and energy. His positive attitude toward life makes him an example for others. Number 9, a man of value is not seeking a maid or sex on demand from his partner or wife. He recognizes the value of his partner and her importance to both of their lives. He recognizes his intellect and understands that her body is not his property. This man of value is very pivotal in the relationship, and his wife is a helpmate, a good thing sent to him by God. They are each other's companion for life, sharing mutual respect and love for one another. Let's take a break at this juncture, and when we return, I will give you the last definition this week of a man of value who marries. I'm back. This is Dr. Sue to close out today's part 2 installment of A High Value Man versus a Man of Value Who Marries. For our final definition today, number 10, a man of value never abandons his wife or his family. He does all that is necessary to provide for and protect them. He is the leader in his house, the captain of safety, both emotionally and physically. He is foremost an example for all of his children, especially his sons. And that wraps up our second part of A Man Who Marries, A Man of Value Who Marries, rather. And as always, I am available for direct coaching via phone or Zoom anywhere in the world. I can be reached via email at formenwhomarry@gmail.com. That's the number 4, menwhomarry@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and have a wonderful day, and don't forget to always lead with kindness. Goodbye, guys.